Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking to Amy Barrett about her new novel, Mothers and Other Liars, and the Babapalooza will be happening. Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, I'd like to welcome artist Carl Cronin. He will be performing tonight at the J. Etkin Gallery, which is right near Santa Fe at 6 o'clock. It's a free performance. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. Now, you were at the Santa Fe Art Institute, and we had you on very briefly during the residency program. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing something very... At that point, you were cataloging motion... body movements as they related to places on the earth, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
And now you're doing a performance as a kind of character, Sven Thompson.
Yeah.
Who is Sven Thompson?
So Sven Thompson is a character who is a portion of who I already am, so parts of my narrative that I bring forth growing up in Colorado and Texas, growing up as a queer country boy in Colorado and Texas, but also a aspirational narrative. So he's somewhere between where I am and where I would like to be and how I speak about my story and who I am. And so he came out as a desire to find a voice for the space that I'm entering into, so as a person.
And that is something to that might be hard to understand, like what we're even talking about. You talk about growing up as a quote-unquote queer country boy. What does that mean?
Yeah, as we were talking briefly here, queer is a very, I think, problematic word. It, in some ways, I think it's maybe dysfunctional in the sense that it has so many meanings umbrellaed underneath it that it can get kind of confusing. I think, for me, I'm using queer in actually two contexts at once. One would be I grew up as a gay male. We often associate queer space as a gay space, so a gay and lesbian. But also, queer can be anything that's sort of stepping outside of the normative structures, anything that's not in a heteronormative context and identity politics.
Did you say heteronormative?
Heteronormative, so man and a woman loving each other.
Do you live in San Francisco?
I do. I just moved to San Francisco. I moved out from New York City. And I think queer is a fuzzy word, but what I get excited about underneath that word is where's the space that we have as a community, as a species, to talk about identity creation and about who we're performing ourselves to be each day as we walk through our lives. What are the stories we're telling about ourselves as we move through our days and interact with others and in the earth? And how do we create new stories to tell, work together to make those stories so that new opportunities and potentials open up? And right now I use the word queer, but I'd love a better word. I'd love if anyone has a better word out there I could start using.
I was talking to a friend of mine who grew up who really kind of came of age in the 1960s, and she said, you know, straight right now means heterosexual, but in my day, straight meant square.
Yeah.
And so basically there's this sort of big umbrella, which I think the word queer has, which means not square, not straight, not
right.
Just doing the sort of straight, narrow, mainstream, unthinking, kind of follow the leader kind of path.
Right, right. And it seems that part of that squareness, straightness, and queerness is I'm not a queer studies scholar. I don't really know much about this space, but the conversations I'm having with people as I move through this country and meet with folks, I'm seeing that there is an interest in exploring another part of our species potential. What we are, what can we be as humans? We've seen some of the ways that our actions have led to a relationship to the earth that's led to some of the problems that we're seeing with climate change, and we're seeing how that's affected certain aspects of our economy in America. And so we want to know, what else can we be as humans? Can we explore generosity? Can we explore gift giving? Can we explore a new identity that would make that be our natural impulse as opposed to what we've been doing so far?
And it's tricky because when you really go down that road, what you're talking about is, I mean, we have an identity that, like it or not, is based on fossil fuels. Because
yeah.
There's this huge amount of energy in our lives that we use that allow us the leisure time to do all of these things, including dance around in costumes and be on the radio and,
right.
and drive to Albuquerque in an hour and all those kinds of things,
right.
and fly from New York to San Francisco,
right.
that forms our identity. And so as we challenge that identity, everybody who wants to go back to the land, almost nobody really wants to go back to the land because
right.
working the land is really, really hard and nobody
right.
wants to do it.
Right.
Except those, you know, who
that, are doing
that
it.
Is their calling. And yeah. even that, it's very hard.
Well, I think that's a really good point. I think about this a lot as the last few years I've been working as a performance artist and traveling to different places and really trying to reconcile that with my interest in not burning through the fossil fuel. And one of the strains of this performance project, singing as Sven Thompson and looking for this narrative, was for me finding out why did I feel when I left North Texas, Wichita Falls, North Texas, to go to college in Boston, why did I feel like I had to leave? Why did I feel, as a person with the ideas that I had, feel like I had to leave a place of agriculture to go to an urban center to explore my ideas?
And why did you?
I'm still trying to figure that out with this character, but I didn't feel safe to explore my ideas there. I felt isolated. I felt like I didn't have others to connect to and develop my ideas critically. So I felt like they couldn't develop past the point of just, well, I know this is right, but I can't explain it, and I just have to hold my ground. I've since found amazing folks in the communities that I left that had moved that forward and moved that forward even in the face of opposition. And so in some ways I feel a responsibility to go back in and say where I went and what I did, but also re-enter that conversation. Specifically, if it is
in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Wichita Falls, Texas, and in Denver, Colorado, in the places that I really feel are deep inside my core,
yeah.
And that even though I left, I've been relating to, singing about, dancing about since I left. I think I've been singing and performing the story of Colorado and Texas all along, and so I have a lot to say and bring back to those places.
We're talking to Sven Thompson, I mean Carl Cronin, and we're going to hear a little bit of a song by Carl, I guess, by Sven. I don't even know what to call you.
It's by me, Carl.
In just a few minutes. It is a funny thing because, I mean, one of the things that I have enjoyed very much in the 20 years that I've been living in Santa Fe is that although there's identity politics that goes on here and goes on everywhere, it seems a little more relaxed here, like you can be more than one thing and people don't necessarily put you into some kind of box here and they don't, you know, ask you or try to figure out what you are all the time. And so
right.
there's a kind of, and of course people here for economic reasons are multiple things. You have to, you know, do your job and pursue your interests and all that kind of thing. And there aren't as many people here.
Right.
And in the two big cities that you've been living in, New
yeah.
York and San Francisco,
yeah.
you know, even while I think identity, people who are into identity politics are all about liberation, there's a kind of closing people into a box, which is the exact opposite of liberation.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that most strongly for me when I moved to San Francisco, which was a real shocker for me. I thought, here I'm going to what I felt is sometimes the epicenter of a lot of this conversation in our country. And but just daily on the streets and in my interactions with people I was meeting, felt very pigeonholed, was being asked to define myself pretty quickly. And then and pretty rigidly, I felt. I think it was sort
what
of...
What do those conversations look like?
Well, I think one of the maybe conversations came more about a space I entered into. I recently went to an audition rehearsal for the Gay Men's Chorus, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. When I got into that space, I felt that there were a lot of assumptions that were being made about what I was bringing into that space, even in how to hold a conversation and some of the references. And it felt very foreign to me. I left, actually. I went to the rehearsal. They're a wonderful group. I can't speak more highly about what they've done and the music that they create. But I left feeling like, I don't think that this is... If this is what gay is, I don't even know if I fit that category because it felt so foreign to me. I felt like I was speaking a foreign language to talk to these folks. And so I think a lot of it has to do with the way that we come to our identity may not be through the path of a codified group depiction. It may not be what gay culture tells you are and that's what you are. I would hope not, actually. I would hope each one of us finds our individual expression outside of the poles of our reference points. But... I feel that the reference points maybe are very strong in San Francisco. There's a really strong history of what being gay in San Francisco is, so that maybe it's hard to have a homespun version of yourself in relationship to such a magnetized core of a movement, which for myself I found that I was able to do because I grew up in a place where I didn't think anyone around me felt the way I felt. So I was able just to explore in books and by myself and in making up characters in my head what my life could be and what my path could be.
So when you perform, you're singing, and are you also speaking and telling stories?
I am. I've been going back and forth, but right now where this performance is I tell stories as me, Carl Cronin, about arriving in this work and some of the things I'm interested in. But when I sing, I'm singing from this voice of Sven Thompson. I'm entering into that narrative so that I can free myself up with creative play. I can enter into that voice and sing from that space. And so the songs were, I feel like, in my mind, co-written between me and this character. We sat down together and made the song. And I'm telling stories about what that's been for me to work with another version of myself, another narrative of myself, in the creation of something new. And I think that's what I tend to tell the stories about in the in-between songs and around the work.
So when you were in Santa Fe, did you have the kind of discussions that fed into the work that you're doing now?
Absolutely. I think I feel so happy to be back here. Santa Fe feels like a real deep well to inspire creative risk-taking, and I feel it strongly here. One of the conversations I had was with a man, Ben Haggard, who runs a group here called the Regenesis Group that does an amazing amount of consulting around working from geology all the way through social structure on top of geology in terms of community development and change. And conversations with Ben in particular really helped me think about how is a culture responding to where it's located in its history. And that's helped me connect some of what I'm experiencing to a shifting landscape that I've been experiencing, moving to different places and having different relationships to people. I'm also relating to the spaces and the histories of those places. And so it works both ways. I think we could change our culture to relate to our land in a different way, but we also have to honor that our land is really affecting how we behave. And there's different stories in the land that we haven't brought forth yet.
And that's something that I think when you live in the West, and probably the Midwest as well, you're much more aware of than when you live in a big city on the coast, yeah, where nature is kind of,
right,
you know, the sky and a little plot of dirt in your yard, if you have a yard.
Right, right. I mean, there's I think I read somewhere in an ad, I forget what it was, but there's something that had the tone of we've conquered nature. And I feel like that most strongly in our industrialized centers. And it's that very thinking that has led us to some of the practices that I really don't think are working for us as a species on our planet. And I think when you're in a place where conquering nature is not an option because you know that you are working with it, if anything, respecting and honoring what it's giving to you and its yield in farmland or even just living in and amongst the elements, that question of conquering and dominance doesn't come into play.
Well, and it's interesting because the concepts of conquering and dominance are both people over other people,
yeah,
and people over the animals and land, yeah, and so on around us. And I think that people tend to carry those thought patterns from how they treat people to how they treat the land.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really why I feel the potential of how can we have different kinds of conversations? How can we allow each other to be something new? This space you're just finding in Santa Fe, how do we bring that to other places in our country so that people can be more than one thing at once? They can move in and out of being.
Yeah. And it would be interesting, too. I was thinking on the way over here, what would it be like if we get to a point where nobody's civil rights are violated for being gay? So you get to basically have the same rights whether you're, you know, sexually gay or straight.
Right.
And sexuality no longer is a place of, you know, resistance and, yep, defiance and all those things. It's, right, just what you are. Right. You know, would gay identity as a thing that you talk about and write songs, yeah, about and all those, yeah, that kind of melt away?
I really I hope so, and I think that will happen in the years to come. I know that some folks, some scholars I've talked to, have talked about gayness as a very American construction and something that we made up. And I don't really know much about that, but I can see a time where that space will happen. And I think one way that would get us there would be realizing that on both sides, you know, especially with gay rights, it's not just about gays and lesbians seeking civil liberties. It's also it's being used politically to also curtail what this quote-unquote straight population is allowed to be. And so if we say gay marriage is not legal in our country, we're also defining what kinds of marriages can happen that aren't gay. And so I think when people can start realizing that whenever identity politics are being used to push people in one direction, they're also pushing another population in another direction, and it's limiting
right.
them both ways.
Toward roles that we think we've gotten out of after Betty Friedan wrote The Feminine Mystique and the whole 60s and 70s
right.
happened, but they're still, for many people, alive and well.
Exactly.
Carl Cronin, also known as his persona Sven Thompson, will be performing tonight at the J. Etkin Gallery. It's a free performance. It's at 6 o'clock. And it's wonderful to have you back, and hope to have you again here in Santa
Fe. Oh, I'd love
to.
Thanks so much, Mary Charlotte.
And we're going to go out with a song by Carl.
When I got home, I fixed myself upright. Pulled on my boots, we're heading out tonight. You've got a thing for speed. Oh, I want to see that thing in motion. You've souped it up now. Let's take it out and cause commotion. With your wheels spinning out, there was nothing to hold us down. We were full throttled, burning up. Let's blow this town. Some folks go out and they stuff themselves in a tiny little bar. When Friday comes, we'll go anywhere so long.
And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Amy Barrett. She is the author of the new novel, Mothers and Other Liars, and she will be speaking today at 5 o'clock at Garcia Street Books. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. I'm glad to be here.
So this is a story about a woman who finds an abandoned baby in a garbage can, raises it as her own, and then finds out that the child belongs to somebody who's been looking for the child for 10 years.
Correct.
Now, I have to ask you, is this based on any kind of true story that you encountered?
No, it's purely fiction. There's nothing autobiographical. I've not been to any rest stops and looked in any garbage cans. But I think it's just a compilation of some of the experiences I had as a child advocate, where you are taking children out of their homes of what they consider to be normal, and all of a sudden their normal was not normal. They had a whole new life. And I think that was the beginning of that, was the passion that fueled that. And I think that really serves as the basis for the choices that Ruby makes through the story.
And, I mean, it's a heartrending choice, obviously, for somebody who is a mother of a child who has a different mother.
Yes.
And father. And of course, we won't give away. And in fact, I don't even know how it comes out because I haven't gotten that far yet. Are you from New Mexico?
I lived in Santa Fe for several years in the mid-90s. And it was actually really fun yesterday. I flew into Albuquerque and drove up from there, and it was kind of retracing Ruby's steps. And I know you participated in the book about why we came to Santa Fe.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ruby had her own reasons. She just made a wrong turn in Albuquerque and ended up here, like so many of us who think we're coming for a weekend or a week or a season and end up staying forever.
And you, Amy, decided to set the book here.
I did. I was living here at the time. I started writing the book, actually, 13 years ago when I was living here. Wrote it when I was on a break between jobs, and then went back to work and put it in a drawer and really didn't do anything with it or try to get it published till a couple of years ago.
So is it set in a kind of, what, is that 90s? Yeah, late 90s time space?
It's contemporary. I updated it, I mean, to where there it really isn't any time. I had to add cell phones a few other things that weren't around when I was first writing it. So I think they consider it to be now.
Your work as a child advocate, that has to be basically a continual stream of heartbreaking encounters.
Oh, it totally is, which is why I ended up only doing child advocacy on a pro bono basis. I went to law school expecting that that was going to be my life work, and very quickly discovered that I didn't have the temperament for it. I was either going to have to grow a really, really thick skin or was going to get burnt out very quickly. So I compromised by practicing corporate law and always keeping one pro bono case on my desk at a time.
And so what's an example, I mean, without giving away any details that would violate confidentiality, of the kind of cases that you have participated in yourself?
Well, I'll tell you about the very first case that I participated in was when I was in law school. There was a clinical program where the law students could actually serve as child advocates, of course, with real lawyers guiding us. And my very first case was a 10-year-old boy who was ripped out of his home when it was discovered that he was molesting his younger sister. And after some investigation, the whole story came out was that he had grown up in his mother's bed and that this was what he considered to be completely normal.
So he'd been molested himself.
Yes. He was his mother's lover. And as his younger sister got older, it was just a natural progression to add her to the bed.
Oh, my Lord.
Which is, I mean, you know, a pretty disgusting situation. But here was this 10-year-old kid who knew no different.
Right.
He didn't know that there were other people didn't live that way until his younger sister started acting out at school and Child Protective Services was called in and he was yanked out of his home. And he's like, I didn't do anything wrong. Why is my life turned upside down? Which is a lot, I think, of where the passion with Lark is. She has a similar situation where all of a sudden one day she discovers that the life she's been living for the past 9.5 years is going to be no longer.
Right. So, if I may ask, was the mother prosecuted?
The mother was prosecuted, but it turned out that she had a very low IQ and that it came from a long family of...
history of molestation?
Yes, it sounds kind of like Appalachia or something, but this was in Connecticut, where it really was just the family lifestyle, and they really didn't think anything about it. But it wasn't the specifics of that case, it was more just the idea of that case and several others where it's like, what if you woke up one day and everything that you'd built your life on was, you would like, oops.
Right. Amy Barrett is the author of the book Mothers and Other Liars, and once again, she will be at Garcia Street Books this afternoon at 5 o'clock talking about the book, signing books, and it's great to have you ever so briefly on the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a break for just a moment, and Robert will be with us. Stay tuned. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Babapalooza. Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt are with us speaking of the arts. They're with the Pasa Tiempo and the Santa Fe New Mexican. The Pasa Tiempo is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
Babapalooza.
The Babapalooza is coming on. This is what, our third or fourth Babapalooza?
I don't know about that. I don't keep track. It's hard for me to wake up on Friday mornings. If I didn't tune into the show, I wouldn't be up at all.
Yeah, this is the only thing that makes me remember what time it is on Friday morning.
Hey, Star Codes, Heather Roan Robbins in today's Pasa Tiempo. It says, confused camaraderie lights the night.
Uh-oh.
Confused camaraderie?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I'm going to the melodrama tonight. I'm sure there's going to be some confused camaraderie.
Right. That explains everything.
Hilarious. I saw it last night.
Really?
Yeah. Funny. The funniest one they've done in years. Subplots are hilarious. The songs are excellent. The actors are terrific. It's, as always, a little long. They can't seem to keep it short. But the Fiesta Court was there last night, and they loved all the jokes about the Fiesta Queen wannabes getting into fistfights and stuff. The audience loved it. It's really good. It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse on DeVargas.
What are some of the – they always make fun of some issues and characters in the city. Who are the targets this year?
Remember the Fiesta Queen catfight that was in the paper?
Right.
Remember that? Medical marijuana.
School for the arts, medical marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Now, which school?
And
for the
building
arts?
Of a character. They just talk about how Zobro was formed, and they have Will Schuster. And I'm a little embarrassed and delighted to say there is a arts and education writer named Naughty Pine, wears glasses and a jacket, and always runs around doing shtick and drinking and ogling the girls.
You're in the melodrama.
Yeah,
I love it.
To me,
I love it. Love it. Love it.
That's an honor, right?
Yeah. So it's great. Elliot Fisher and Matt Sanford co-directed. Great job. 988-4262 starts
8 o'clock Friday. Yep. And it's running through September 12th, and there's a bunch of dates.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, my partner brought home a bunch of playbills and stuff from there. And
a bunch of playboys?
Playbills.
Oh.
And there was a separate section all about heckling. Is that something that they give out every year?
They talked last night about it. I didn't look in the program, actually, to tell you the truth. I was chatting with somebody who sat next to me that was chatting, and which is why I was chatting back. And but they introduce it, and they show you how to heckle and boo and cheer. And the audience was pretty responsive.
Yeah. The one rule of heckling is if you're not good at it, don't do it.
Speaking of Playboy, they have a great interview with Pee Wee Herman this month.
Anyway, what's going on?
That reminds me of a joke, which I can't tell on the radio. Okay. So there is – next week we're going to be talking to a tabla player named Charanjit Chaturlal. And I want people to know that if you are into Indian music, tabla music, he is going to be at Body of Santa Fe tonight at 7:45. It's a free event. He's showing a movie. He's the son of the first great tabla player who went to Europe and the United States and brought Indian music to the West in the 1950s and developed a great following and lots of students, and then he died young, and his son followed in his footsteps, and he is here in Santa Fe. So people get to go to Body tonight at 7:45, and let's see. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
And you can hear an interview next week, which I think will be fun.
Do you know what day?
Yes, I do. I have it written down.
And while you're looking for that, I'm going to tell people about the 36th annual Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival. I can't believe this thing has been going on for 36 years. It's a three-day outdoor event. There's a huge lineup. It's a three-day festival. There's free primitive camping. There's a few RV hookups. If you go to southwestpickers.org or look in Pasa Tiempo and see my story on page 28, you can read more about that. I wish I could go this week or this year, but I have too much to do. But it's going to be a good time. I hope the weather holds up.
And the tabla interview is on Monday.
Good.
And today at noon, since it's at noon today, I want to mention it right away. Miners and Dukes, baseball in New Mexico. Lynn Sutter is going to be talking about the state's long history with baseball, including such forgotten teams as the Hobbs Drillers and the Roswell Rockets, which makes sense because they had aliens down there. It's free. It's part of the Brain Power and Brown Bags Lecture Series today at noon. Meme Community Room on Washington Street in the... New Mexico History Museum's, I think that's the, it's the Meme Community Room, 110 Washington. Here's the phone number, 476-1141. Based on experience, these brown bags, which are free, like there's like 40 seats, and you know you get there a quarter to 12, and they're all gone. So if you want to hear about these baseball, if you're a baseball fan, I'd say show up at 11:30.
Yeah. Hey, you know you just had Carl Cronin on.
Yeah, he's great.
As Sven Thompson, our calendar editor at Pasa Tiempo and I made up a new word for the kind of music that his alter ego sings.
Oh, really?
Quiricana.
Americana.
Like Americana. And I didn't know if you mentioned that he's got actually another show on Saturday at Rainbow Vision.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that.
I've got the
deets. Thank y'all.
I've got the deets right here. He is playing, Rainbow Vision Santa Fe. Oh, no, that's actually on September 1st. It's a Wednesday at the Silver Starlight Lounge.
Oh, okay.
And that one also is a free show.
Nice. So. And I got a note from Mesa House Contemporary, which I guess is a new gallery on Canyon Road at 715 Canyon Road, and they're having their grand opening today from 5 to 8. So check it out, Mesa House Contemporary Art.
Here's a few other art openings. I'll run down two or three real quickly. Bucks Gallery over at 1611 Paseo de Peralta has Past as Presence, which is plexiglass drawings by Joanne Lafrac. 5 to 7 tonight, that's there. Heidi Lowen has Smoked and Glazed Works by Lowen and Sarah Buxton. Also, Braids. Thanks. Paintings by him, reception 5 to 8. She's over on Johnson Street. And we love Meow Wolf, 1800 2nd Street. They're doing Reflection Contraption, Kinetic and Interactive Video by David McPherson.
We love Meow Wolf and we love Heidi Lowen.
Yeah, we do.
We like all these people.
We love everybody. We are the Love Brigade. It's Baba Palooza.
Let me go that far.
So on the cover of Pasa Tiempo today is the Theater Grotesco's Ohm, 10 Tiny Epics in an Outlet Mall. If you want a little retail therapy, head over to the outlet malls. There's a bunch of performances. I believe that there is a gala performance tonight. And there's a bunch of performances throughout the week. Sunday's show is a Pay What You Wish show. If you call 474-8400, you can get more information and read all about it in the Pasa Tiempo today.
Isn't that a great photo?
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, show that on the radio. Show that photo on the radio. It's somebody with his hands on the piano and his feet in the air.
Like the piano's taking off and he's holding on. It's that's Lang Lang, the pianist.
Yeah,
he's coming in late September.
He's a panda at the San Francisco Zoo.
Okay, Teatro Paraguas and Sangre de Gallo present Pregnancy, an Adolescent Story, two one-act plays, Choices by Rosario Roybal and Overpopulation by Angelo Jaramillo, and that's at Teatro Paraguas Studios this Friday and Saturday, that's today and tomorrow, and then also September 3rd and 4th at 8 in the evening, and Sundays at 2 o'clock both weekends, Pay What You Wish.
You ever seen that local cover band, Chongo? You ever seen them?
No, I haven't.
They're great. They're having their sort of one-year anniversary performance tonight at Corazon, along with Love Gun, Santa Fe's favorite and only Kiss tribute band. They're going to be all decked out. I don't know what Chongo's going to be
dressed up. Does any city have more than one Kiss tribute band?
I'm sure that like Detroit, New York City,
there's more than one.
We should have a Gary Lewis and the Playboys tribute band.
We should have a Gary Coleman tribute band.
We should have a Gary Puckett and the Union Gap tribute band.
Woman. Whoa, ho, woman.
But a bum.
Have you got cheating on your mind?
Speaking of the theater, yeah. I just wanted to mention that the Santa Fe Playhouse is accepting scripts for the 8 15-minute plays, the Benchwarmers, that are running February 3rd through the 25th of 2011.
I'm going to submit one.
Tuesday, September 7th, there's a playwrights forum at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse. The work's got to be new, and it's got to be never produced.
The usual story.
Yeah. The deadline postmark deadline for scripts submissions is October 27th. Call 988-4262 or email playhouse@santafeplayhouse.org.
Wait a minute. What was the name of that tribute band you mentioned?
Love Gun?
No, before them.
Oh, that's the other one is a cover band. Big difference.
Chongo?
But Chongo, like monkey.
Do you remember Congo Bill, that TV series with the guy went, like Jungle Jimmy, went around the jungle looking for gorilla men and stuff like that? That was great.
No.
What the
Chongo
hell was the name
is
of that
the
show
Yoruba god of thunder.
Who?
Chongo.
Oh, Chongo?
Yeah.
I think
oh,
it just means
Sheena.
They just think it's just supposed to mean monkey.
No, Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. It was Irish McCullough, and she wore this little leopard suit. She was blonde. How she got out in the jungle is beyond me. She was always up to antics with stuff.
My favorite monkey thing is you know, they I don't know if they still do it, you know, this dance thing that used to happen every year, Mono Mundo?
Yeah.
I think the concept was one world, but it basically means monkey world.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
But a friend of mine who always danced it, he said, all these years, we didn't know we were doing monkey world.
There's a bunch of openings this weekend.
Are you talking about art?
Yeah.
Oh.
Parkway Art Space, 1228 Parkway Art Space at 1228 F Parkway Drive is having a retrospective of paintings by Mary Dinter Heimberg. There's a reception on Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. That's up through Sunday the 29th. And there's all kinds of stuff. Downtown Subscription is having an opening on Wednesday. Slaughtering Sacred Cows. Love
what?
That name. Paintings by Scott Schuker. Hope I pronounced that right. That's up through September. There's no reception, but that show starts up on Wednesday.
Scott Schuker is it was the same person. It's a longtime radio person as well.
I wandered by La Fiesta Lounge last night. Bill Hearn was up there picking away. It was really great. Tonight, Los Wise Guys are there. I might swing by and see these guys. They do 50s music. 8 o'clock, no cover. I like to plug a few music groups, so bear with me. At the Cowgirl, you got Boris and the Salt Licks. 9 o'clock, small cover. Mary Charlotte, one of her favorite groups, is Sabor, Cuban music. 6 o'clock, Dragon Room, Pink
Yay.
Adobe, Free. And Tiny's has the Jakes, 8:30. They've been around a long time, haven't they, the Jakes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 So there you go. There's a lot of stuff. Check
and,
out the PASA calendar.
For the Friends of the Los Alamos County Summer Concert Series,
who are they?
Tonight at Rover Park in White Rock, they'll be with the Austin, Texas country rock soul blues band Uncle Lucius. Just saying. Uncle Lucius's music has been influenced by the Black Crows, the Band, the Outlaws, the Allman Brothers, Willie and Waylon, Otis Redding, and Bill Withers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to myspace.com/Uncle Lucius.
I think Cleo Moore was in the Congo Bill show. I mixed her up with Irish McCall. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What?
That was back in the 50s. You guys
were
hanging around. Hey, it's the last week of the opera.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
There's a lot of last week of the opera stuff going on. Actually,
some of the last operas.
The season's final Santa Fe Opera backstage tour is tonight, or today, actually. You're missing it.
That's right. Let's get in our car and get up there.
Everyone, get in your car, quick. Go up there.
And the Vista Grande Public Library's 11th annual Ice Cream Social Raffle and Silent Auction takes place this coming Sunday from 1 to 4 at the El Dorado Community Center. All the ice cream you can eat, silent auction, all kinds of good stuff. And that's 1 to 4 at the El Dorado Community Center.
There's this thing going on inside Santa Fe tonight called Folky Tonk, Weed Patch or Bust. Americana singer Scott Artis, the Reverend Otis Moon, and Shelly Horton Tripp. 7 p.m. at Site Santa Fe. You can call 989-1199. That's a donation event.
And painter and teacher Nancy Rayner, who's been on this program before and will be on again, I'm sure, is speaking and signing her new book, Acrylic Revolution, on Monday night at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall.
And speaking of things like that, I like the title of this show, which is why I want to bring it up. It's a painting show by James Hamilton, and it's called Three's Company.
You mean like Baba Palooza and me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you like the two guy, one that's girl
the,
stuff.
That's which, the three of us.
As long as you're okay with it.
On the radio, it's
stuff,
great.
We need to change your name to Bob.
No, I don't. I was Bob when I was a kid.
No, Mary Charlotte needs to change your name to Bob.
Oh, we'll change hers. James Hamilton.
That would just be confusing.
Join the dark side.
His show is at Universalist Unitarian Congregation at Santa Fe. Opens Wednesday. Three's Company through September. No reception.
I got my other friend whose name is Bob, a T-shirt that said, come to the dark side. We have cookies.
How would you be able to see them if it was dark?
You feel them and taste them.
They probably got like strange things in them that make you high later on.
Well, right. There's only one way to find out. Come to the dark side.
There's a gallery talk on Sunday at Artistas de Santa Fe from 3 to 4 p.m. Artist Ann Laser is going to speak about her paintings in an exhibit that's up there called The Long and Tall of It. You can call 982-1320 for more info on that Sunday afternoon event. Santa Fe Farmers Market, you gotta cook with the chef, 3 to 7.
Oh, is that Patrick Lambert from Cowgirl?
Well, yeah, actually it is. It's
that?
Patrick Lambert from Cowgirl. That's on Thursday.
I hang out at the bar at the Cowgirl.
Generally, those
Cowgirl
things start at like 5:30, but the market's open from 3 to 7 on Thursdays.
Yeah, his thing's at 5:30, and it's free, and he'll be his is 3 to 7. 3 to 7 is the market, but he's at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the cowgirl. Well, I go over there and meet all the cowgirls. I love those little hats they wear. Those little shorts.
And they love the little boots you wear.
It's like the Hooters of Santa Fe.
What about David Gray and Ray LaMontagne?
Yeah.
Or LaMontagne, I'm not sure exactly. But alt folk rock singers, songwriters. Tift Merritt is opening. This is at the Santa Fe Opera, which is on Tuesday the 31st at 7 p.m. You can go to santafeopera.org for more info on that. I saw David Byrne at the Santa Fe Opera.
Did you really?
And it was amazing.
When was that?
That was, ooh, gosh, four,
yeah, I was gonna
maybe,
say 3 years
maybe
ago.
three or four years ago.
How
I think
did
it
I
was.
Miss that?
It was on September 12th. It was the day after the anniversary of 9/11.
They've got some great stuff up there in the autumn after the opera shows down. They bring in people like Garrison Keillor.
He did life during
James
wartime.
James Brown was there once.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Wow. So don't forget to go to the CCA, one of the few independent movie theaters in Santa Fe, along with the Screen. Cairo Time opens today. Exit Through the Gift Shop continues. Joan Rivers continues. Spoken Word continues. Lots of good things. The Joan Rivers final shows are Saturday and Sunday.
Cairo Time, huh? I got an uncle who lives in Cairo. He's a doctor. Matter of fact, he's a chiropractor.
Vanilla Pop is...
Oh, those guys are great.
Aren't they great?
What are they up to now?
Tonight they're up to no good at the Tin Star Saloon.
Whoa!
That's at 9 o'clock.
And there's usually a small cover over there.
Yeah.
How's the Tin Star doing?
Good. It's great.
That's some of the coldest beer in town.
Yeah.
They still don't have food, right?
I got one of my gal friends is a bartender over there, and she just invited me to a baby shower. Didn't even know she was going to have a baby.
There's a baby shower at Tin Star?
No. Well, maybe it's at the Tin Star. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Got to start those babies early.
Yeah.
And at the Screen, which is another great independent movie theater here in Santa Fe, opening today, The Extra Man. Anybody know about that?
Well, there's one extra. They got they got a table set up for eight people, and a ninth guy shows up. It's got Kevin Kline as an aging playwright. He takes some young guy under his wing, and they do shtick antics. Jonathan Richards only gave it two chilies in his blurb. I haven't seen it, supposedly, but it's getting great reviews around the country.
Well, and there's another film called The Oath by Laura Poitras. I have had her on twice. She's made two movies so far.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of the most brilliant documentary filmmakers I have ever encountered anywhere. She's amazing. I haven't seen this movie. I haven't even read about it yet, but I would just go to it absolutely just because it's Laura Poitras.
There's a review of it in today's Fossa Tiempo.
Oh, well, you guys are ahead of me. Did they give it a good review?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good.
Meanwhile, nobody's going to see Piranha 3D, and I'm going to try to see it. Piranhas jump out of the water and eat people. There's a lot of women in bikinis and those come off.
I remember seeing the first one and going, I hope they don't make any more of these.
And they made two more. Yeah. One's in 3D. Broadway comes to the Santa Fe Opera Theater. Do you guys know about that?
Read my mind. Michael Wade Simpson wrote a story about it.
And what do we know? Christiane Knoll and Debbie Gravett and Doug LaBruck are coming with the Santa Fe Sympathy Orchestra. Kitchen Angels benefit dinner at 5:30. It's on Sunday. Show's at 7:30. That is, the dinner's at 5:30. Benefit show at 7:30 Sunday. Opera. Got to pay to get in, 986-5900, and it's probably going to be like a lot of great Broadway tunes. Like.
Yeah, this thing is produced by Michael O'Reilly, the owner of Pronzo and O'Keefe Cafe. He does the Geist Cabaret over there at Pronzo.
That's right.
So, you know, he's in it to win it. He loves the Broadway music.
What kind of songs do you think they'll have?
I'm gonna say show tunes, just to be safe.
Like Memories from Cats?
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah.
When I was the only one on this show.
Maybe something, I don't know, maybe a few tunes from newer Robert stuff, like Wicked, you know?
The fizz in the eyes.
Anything could happen. Hey, in Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Latin Dance Festival, today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 5, amazing dance classes. You can go to abqlatinfest.com to find out more information.
You like Irving Berlin and stuff like that?
Sure.
Well, if you go to Federal Park at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, these great. These outdoor concerts are great.
You can catch a Santa Fe concert band doing some Verdi and some other stuff. There's a, and that's it. What
wait
I say?
A minute, wait. Yeah. You started with Irving Berlin. How did we get to Verdi?
These guys, they're versatile. You know?
Mean this, but you said you like Irving, but like right away I'm thinking about putting on the Ritz, and now you got Verdi in there.
Well, they're doing both.
Berlin and Verdi?
Yeah.
Must be like the ER group or something. You know?
It's like Ernie and Bert, but different.
tomorrow at Garcia Street Books. Michael Hamilton Morgan will be talking about his book, Arabia in Search of the Golden Ages.
Oh,
and we
Mr.
talked
DeWalt,
about that.
Right
it's at
2 it.
O'clock. And we talked about that this past week on the Radio Cafe.
And there's a movie, right?
Yeah, there's an IMAX movie.
That's not going to show New Mexico.
That's not going to show in New Mexico. I think Denver is the closest that we'll get to that. I saw on TV that they're bringing back Avatar in 3D.
Yeah.
That's right.
Starting today. Is mm-hmm. that true?
It's true.
I'm going. I didn't see it when it was...
One of our freelancers, Bob Benziker, who lives back east, went and reviewed it. And there's
right.
a little small chili blurb in the pasta pick section today.
Do you remember when the Three Stooges had Shemp and they did a 3D short? And the pies were flying at the screen, and then Mo had to poke Larry in the eyes. And he was like, why are you? And the fingers came right at the screen.
They didn't have 3D back then.
In the 50s, that's when 3D was invented. The Three Stooges were the pioneers of this. I'm not kidding you. If you 3D, if you Google 3D and the Three
but
Stooges.
But wasn't the Three Stooges a TV show?
No, they did short subjects in movies that went to TV. But the point is, when they came on TV, you had to have the special glasses.
He's older than
is
you are.
Is there a Three Stooges museum somewhere, and why
yes,
aren't you curating
in Philadelphia.
It? Why aren't you
because
curating
I'm living in Santa Fe.
Okay.
Okay, now, something which is also very important. Jim Hightower will be speaking.
Mm-hmm. KSFR benefit.
It's a KSFR benefit, and it is Saturday tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. And there's also a reception afterwards, which you have to pay for. For reservations and more information, you can call 428-1379. Jim Hightower is a wonderful guy. Anybody who has listened to Diego Mulligan's show, The Journey Home, hears him because he has a little clip on every day.
What's this?
And what else is happening at Collected... Oh. What?
No, nothing. What else?
What else is happening at Collected Works Bookstore? Well, I will tell you. Stephen Fried, Appetite for America. It's actually at La Fonda Hotel, Thursday of next week at 6 o'clock. And that's a book about Fred Harvey and that whole story. And it's a great book. And I'm going to rerun the interview because the last time he was supposed to speak, and it was that day that there was a power outage.
I remember that.
Downtown. And so the event, I mean, it happened, but I think it was kind of truncated and a little bit confusing. So they're having it at the La Fonda Hotel at 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 2nd of September.
Do over.
Yep.
Santa Fe Clay is having an opening tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. As a group show called Connections. That show's up through October 16th, but head over there. That's over there in the rail yard. They have a new address, but it's the same place that they were before.
But are they moving?
Because
of all the rail yard changes?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe their lease is up? I don't know. I think maybe we should send an arts writer over there to find out.
Don't look at me.
There's all kinds of great music going on in town, but this is an unusual show. This one, I think, is just right up Robert Knott's alley. Circus Erotique.
I talked about this a few weeks ago, and everybody looked at me like I'm nuts, so I'm glad you're here. Keep going.
No, let's contemporary and classic burlesque.
Yeah, you are nuts.
7 to 9 p.m., and it's the same thing. There's a dance party afterwards with a little band of people called Punky Brewster's Bastard Kids. That starts at 9 o'clock.
Wait a minute. What night is this on?
This is on Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Erotic, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that.
7 o'clock.
That's what I like.
And don't forget, Tapas at the Mansion, the 30th anniversary party for youth shelters. That's today from 5:30 to 7 at the Governor's Mansion. Lots of good stuff happening, but guess what? It's time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's time to go.
Robert Knott and
That's
Rob
me.
DeWalt.
That's
it's
him.
Been Baba Palooza. It's fun to have you both on.
Yeah, it was
we're
going to
do it again for the
Bob
Fiesta
Tastic.
Issue.
Yeah,
the Fiesta Melodrama. Please go see it.
Oh,
yeah.
The Fiesta Melodrama. And
Pasa Tiempo. Yeah, 2 weeks we'll come back.
Pasa Tiempo. Yeah, I'm going to take next week, not here. I'll have another show playing, but... I will not be here.
Let's you and me sneak on and do the show.
Well, you can do that.
I would, but I'll be speaking as part of the Association of Food Journalists Conference in Santa Fe. So.
You are next Friday?
Yeah.
What time?
That's the guy from Office Space who you're imitating.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The Santa Fe Radio Cafe, Robert Knott, Rob DeWalt, Marilyn LeBlanc Engineering. Let's see. SantaFeRadioCafe.org is my website. RadioCafe@KSFR.org is my email. Stay tuned for the BBC Local News by KSFR's award-winning news team, Bill Dupuis, Dan Garrity, Purring Bobs. They're purring. It's not I. I'm not purring. They're purring. And it's great to have you. Have a wonderful weekend. Viva la fiesta. We'll be talking about fiesta when the time comes.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Yay.
So have a great weekend.
Thanks, lady. You too.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Let's undress her.
Yeah.
With your eyes. Hasta la vista, you nutballs.
Adios.
Ciao.